Satra actually is defined by the word iti. Mm-hmm. Kim karma, kim akarma, iti. So that puts brackets or quotation marks.
Quotation.
So atra refers to that.
To this, yes.
Yeah. What is
karma?
Tate karma pravokshyami.
I will reveal to you.
Literal translation.
Okay. Prava ikshyami. Like, I will cause you to see.
Nope.
No,
it's actually just the future of Vach. Speak.
Okay, I will explain to you, Pra.
Yeah, and Vakshami is just the future of Vach.
Okay. Of course, yes, because I was thinking of Iksha, but there's no Iksha, there's Ash, Vakshya, that's right. So, Tate Karma, Te unto you, that karma I will explain. Yes, Yatva Moksha Seshuvat, having known that.
Or knowing which?
Knowing which, Moksha Se, you will become freed. Ashubhat, from the inauspicious.
Yes, inauspicious, from evil, from
yeah,
bad.
This is an easy verse. I didn't really follow, like, when I start, like, reading word for word, then I can think about it, but, like, if I just read straight, I don't think, I just...
Right.
I haven't connected yet.
Yeah.
Directly reading in them.
Okay.
But I'd like to come to that stage.
So maybe we'll just read the verses. Karmano hyapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam chapi karmana, akarmana cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gatihi, karmanya karma japashe, akarmani cha karma ja, sabuddhiman manusheshu, sayukta kritsna karma krit, jasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnanagni dagda karmanam tamahupanditam buddha tyaktva karma phala sangam nitya triptau nirashaya karmanya vi karmanya vi pravrittau pi. That's actually the rhythm. Karmanya pi pravritto pi naiva kinchit karoti sa. Nirashiryata chittatma tyaktva sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvan napnoti kirbisham yadracha labha santushto vandatito vimatsara samaksiddhavasiddhaucha kritvapi nanivadyate gatasangasya muktasya jnanabhastita chaitasak yajnaya charata karma samagram praviliyate brahmarpanam brahmavir brahmadnau brahmanautam brahmaivateena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. Daivam eva appare yagyam yogina paryupasate brahmagna vappare yagyam yajne naivo pajuti. So daivam eva appare yajnam yogina paryupasate. Yogis worship perfectly, Prabhupada says, Pariyupasate. Actually, others, Daivam, others, yogis, other yogis, fully offer a divine sacrifice. Prabhupada says, Daivam, worshiping the demigods. Others.
Yeah,
apare. Offer sacrifice into the Brahman fire. By sacrifice alone, they offer. Anyway, we'll just read the other verses. Shotra dinindriyanyanye sangyamagni shujuvati Shatta din vijayananya indriyagni shujuvati Sarvan indriya karmani prana karmani japare Atma sangyama yoga agnau juvati jnana dipide. That's a very interesting verse that, and others offer juvati all sense activities. Or, yeah, all sense activities. Prana activities, breathing activities, in the yoga fire of complete control, self-control, in the yoga fire of complete self-control, a fire which is ignited or lit, dipite, by knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So knowledge, spiritual knowledge, lights a fire, a yoga fire of self-control. And in that yoga fire of self-control, one offers all sense activities and breathing activities. Very interesting. Now, very important verse, text 28. Dravya yajna stabu yajna. Actually, the next one. After this. Yoga yajna stata pare. Swadhyaya jnana yajna stcha. Yata yaksang sita vrata. I'm thinking of my father. Apane juhuti pranam prane panam tathapare prana panagati rudva pranayama parayana apare niyatahara pranan praneshu juhuti. Amazing. Sarve pyete yajna vidho yajna kshapita kalmasha yajna shish Amrita Bhujo, Yajna Shishta Amrita Bhujo, Yanti Brahma Sanatanam, Nayang Lokostya Yajnasya Kutonyak, Kuru Sattama, Evam Bodhita Yajna, Vitata Brahmano Muke, Karma Jan Viditan Sarvan. Evam gyatva vimokshase shreyan dravyamayat yagyat jnana yajna parantapa sarvam karma khilam partha jnane parisamapyate tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatadarshina yagyatvana punar yagyatvana punar moham evam dhyasyasi pandava jaina bhutanya seshani drakshasyatman yathomai apichheda si papebhyak sarvebhyak papakrittamaha sarvam jnana plavenaiva rajinam santarishasi yathai dhamsi samidhognir basmasat kuru terjuna jnanagni sarva karmani basmasat kuru te tatha nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tatsayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati shadhava lavate jnanam tatparak sanyatendriya jnanam Yasya Dhanascha Samshayatma Vinashati Nayam Vokosti Navaro Nasukam Samshayatmanaha Yoga Sanyasta Karmanam Jnanasam Chinnak Samshayam Atmavantam Nakarmani Nivadnanti Dhananjaya Tasmara Jnanasam Bhutam Hritstam Jnanasinatmanaha Chitvainam Samshayam Yogam Atishtotishta Bharata.
I didn't catch every word, but, you know, even a few words. Even a few words when you kind of meditate, it's just very awe-striking.
They're beautiful. That last verse, of course, is, you can tell the Sanskrit is dramatic. Tasmat, therefore, ajnanasam bhutam hrtstam jnanasinatmana chitvainam samshayam yogam. Cutting off this doubt, chitvainam samshayam. Actually, let me put it this way. With the sword of knowledge, Jnanasina asi, this sword. Jnanasina, with the sword of knowledge, cutting off literally the soul's doubt. Cutting off this doubt of the soul. This, with the knowledge sword, cutting off this doubt of the soul, this doubt which stands in the heart and arises from unknowing. So with the sword of knowing, you cut off the doubt that arises from unknowing. Agyana. And then yoga machishta yoga. On yoga stand up, Bharata. Standing firm on yoga, stand up, Bharata. It's like on yoga, standing firm, stand up, Bharata. That'd be a literal translation. Yogam atishta utishta Bharata. On yoga, standing firm, stand up, Bharata. Dramatic, isn't it?
Very dramatic.
Yogam atishta utishta Bharata. Of course, we still have that word in English, stand, stop. Utishta, and in Portuguese, estar.
Ustani. Ustani in Serbian.
Really? Ustani?
It's an imperative. Get up.
Really? Ustani. Yeah, same word. Utishta. Yeah. Same word. Yeah, on yoga, stand firm, stand up. Beautiful. The Gita is just so... Even Shankara was just in love with the Gita. It's just so powerful, so beautiful, so perfect. It teaches everything. Just a few beautiful verses. Theology, psychology, morality.
So this doubt that's in the heart, that coming, is that the coming from ignorance or from a lack of faith?
Krishna says in this chapter that Shadhavan Labhate Jnanam, one who has faith gets knowledge, yeah. So one who doesn't have faith doesn't get knowledge. And Krishna says, Agyascha Shadhanascha Samshayatma Vinashyati. one, the unknowing one, who's not believing, mm-hmm. perishes.
Yeah.
Agyascha shadadhanascha, sunk to the doubting soul, perishes.
So this, what's the cause? What's the first cause? The doubt, the ignorance, or lack of faith?
I think we don't have to trace a precise causal chain. It's just basically at every moment we're making choices, at every moment we're exercising free will, and we get ourselves into a mess. Mm-hmm. And so I think Krishna, rather than try to trace out an exact sequence in every case, because every case will be different.
Right.
Someone can choose to enjoy sense gratification and then their mind is covered, they lose faith, or someone can lose faith and then go out and try to enjoy sense gratification, or it could happen simultaneously. So it's not... I mean, Krishna sometimes, the Gita talks about sequences like Jayato, Vishayam, Pungsas, and so on. But it's just somehow or other one comes to the point of not believing. However you got there. Mm-hmm. However you got there to the point of not believing. Not knowing, not believing.
But doubt is actually it's directly related to not believing.
Yeah, to not believe is to doubt. Mm-hmm. And to doubt is not to believe. Yeah, it's the same thing Krishna says, that that you destroy unknowledge with knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge destroys unknowledge. Mm-hmm. Conocimiento destroy el no conocimiento. Yes, Krishna, all these verses about, in 40, Agyascha Danascha Sanchayat Mahavinashati. And before that, Krishna says that, he gives a series of metaphors, actually, starting in, actually this whole discussion of knowledge, the importance of knowledge, it really begins... text 30. All of these sacrifice knowers, yajna vidu, they're free of sins by sacrifice, enjoy the nectar of remnants of sacrifice, and they go to the eternal absolute. So, Chris, we're talking about sacrifice, but then he really starts talking about knowledge. If you look at 333, Krishna says, better than sacrifice made of just consisting of material paraphernalia, mm-hmm. like puja, the sacrifice of knowledge, the knowledge sacrifice, where you offer your consciousness, you offer your awareness to Krishna, and then... Krishna says, all action entirely, Partha, culminates in knowledge. So now, from 333 on, Krishna is just talking about the importance of knowledge. And then, 34, the famous verse, know that. In other words, know about knowledge. Know that by submission, by thorough questioning, by service. And then Krishna says... Those who have knowledge, knowledge will teach to you. Those who have knowledge, knowledge will teach to you. Yeah. They have seen the truth. Mm-hmm. So it keeps emphasizing knowledge. And then 35, knowing which, you will thus never go again to illusion, Pandava. Knowing that knowledge by which all creatures, without exception, in the self, in other words, in me. And then Krishna says, even if you are the most sinful of all sinners, even if you're the most sinful of all sinners, simply by the boat of knowledge, you will cross over all trouble. Sarvam Brijinam. You will cross over all trouble simply by Sarva Jnana Plavena Eva. Simply by the Jnana Plava. So he compares it to a boat, and then another analogy, just as Samidogni, or the blazing fire, turns firewood to ashes, so the knowledge fire turns all actions, in other words, like mundane actions, to fire. And so it's compared to a boat, it's compared to a purifying fire, and there is no pavitra, there's no purifier iha in this world. There's no purifier in this world, sadrasham, equal to jnana, knowledge. And one who is perfected in yoga personally experiences that in the self in time. And so after all these verses praising knowledge, how do you get knowledge? Shradhavan, one who has faith gets knowledge. Shradhavan labhate jnanam, tatpara, because one takes knowledge as the highest. In other words, tatpara is a bhavavri compound referring to the person who gets knowledge. The faithful person is tatparaha. That means jnana paraha. He has knowledge as his paraha.
Right.
And samyatendriya, senses fully controlled. Jnanan labdwa, achieving that knowledge. Achivena adigachati, without delay, one attains the highest peace. So all that's by knowledge. Then Krishna says, Agyas, the unknowing, the non-believing, the doubting soul perishes. This world is not for that soul, nor the next, nor happiness. For the doubting soul, there is not this world, nor the next, nor happiness. Yoga sanyasta karmanam, jnana samchinna samshayam, Atmavantana karmani vibhadanti dhanjaya. O dhanjaya, karmas do not bind one whose activities, whose actions are renounced through yoga, whose doubts are cut off by jnana, one who is atmavantam, self-possessed. In other words, you've rediscovered your real self. You're in possession of your real self. Atmavantam. They do not, actions, karmic actions do not bind that person. And then Dasmada Jnana Sambhuta. Therefore, with the knowledge sword, cutting off this doubt which stands in the heart and arises from unknowing, on yoga, stand firm, stand up, Bharata. So that's that chapter. So, we'll end here.